Okay, we are holding in Siman Reish Nun Aleph. Shloi Lasseis Melacha Be'erev Shabbos Min HaMincha L'mayla Bo'i Be'i Sifim. Sif Aleph. Hoysa Melacha Be'erev Shabbos Min HaMincha L'mayla Eina Raya Siman Bracha. So if someone does Melacha Erev Shabbos Min HaMincha L'mayla, so the Gemara says, Eina Raya Siman Bracha. He doesn't see a Siman Bracha from that Melacha. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what that means. So yesh mefarshim mincha gedolah, yesh mefarshim mincha ketana. So when it says you do malacha min mincha lamayla, it doesn't mean mincha gedolah, half hour after chatzais, that's earlier in the day, or does it mean mincha ketana, 9.5 hours into the day? Okay. Hagah says Rama, v'davka k'sha'isa malacha derech keva. It's talking about you do the malacha derech keva. So we have to know what keva means. Aval oisai say derech arai lefi sha'a v'loi kava le'ashari. A lot of the shyness over here that the iser is when it's v'derech keva. Keva means more permanent, more set. If you do it derech arai lefi sha'a v'loi kava le'ha, a lot of the shyness there, shari, that's mutter. V'lochein mutter lichtei v'gerish laimim v'chol kayaitze bezesi. If you want to write letters or things like that, so that's not like a derech keva, that's more arai, and memela, that would be mutter. And we'll see in Sif Beis, other halachas of what's mutter as well. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Oisa Melacha. So it's dafka melacha. You're doing some type of real melacha. Some type of work is not the right word. Work is a very general statement here. So usually melachas are like melacha Shabbos. Plowing, planting, sowing, those types of things. That l'chayr would go under together melacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, uprak mat yashari. But business is mutter. So that means to say a person has a store or something like that. That's not in this halacha. Umikamake mashmi agemara. However, still it's mashmi from the Gemara. Dizman skiras hachanuya say kaidem azman halachas aneris. In other words, this one halacha here about min mincha lamayla, whatever mincha lamayla is. So we're saying for business that's okay. So what? You could go all the way up till Shabbos. So the Gemara's mashma that the zman of closing stores is before the zman of halachas neiris. It was telling the tkiyas, and we're going to see this later in Reish Nun Vav about the different tkiyas that they had when to stop different types of things on Erev Shabbos. So you see clearly that even prakmatya shouldn't go all the way till Shabbos. You should stop a little bit earlier. We'll have to see over there. Reish Nun Vav, I mean, it's kedai just to flip over there for a second. And Reish Nun Vav, Sivkatan Aleph, over there is talking about the tkiyas. And right before it gets wide in the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkatan Aleph, the two lines before it gets wide, says Oid Kasev Amagin Avram Deroy Lebalei Chanuyos Yitzchanusim Kimoisha Kaidem Hashabbos. Here he gives a shear. The Magen Avram says to close the stores at least about an hour before Shabbos. Kigdayla Machshela. So you have to know if he means that's halacha or not halacha. But he says it's a good eitza Shah Kaidem Hashabbos because Shelapamim Bo Sarechad. Sometimes a chashev guy comes into the store. And you can't just close up shop while he's there. And you could handle with him all the way mamish till chashecha. And then he says, "Umavadzek if he arogel shanoshim kishaboyis meachanuyas roichetzes v'loish is big de Shabbos." The women that come from the stores probably means that they're the shopkeepers themselves. So they come home and they still want to take a shower and they want to put on big de Shabbos before halakas haneris. But if the store is closed right before Shabbos, by the time they get home and they start preparing, they're going to have problems, especially, he says, if it's the short days. Okay, so we'll see a bit about it more as well over there. But our halacha, Reish Nun Aleph, is not referring to prakmatya or chanuyas. It's talking about malacha. Now, he says, I'm bevir halacha. Now it's interesting because the Bi'ah Halacha brings a big machlokes. Where does this whole halacha come from? This is a Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak in in Psachim Malkam Shanoagu. So over there the Gemara says, Malkam Shanoagu lasis malachim barav Pesach ar katzois oisim, and Malkam Shanoagu shaloi lasis ein oisim. So the Gemara says, my area arve Psachim, well, what do you talk, why Dafkut says arve Psachim, meaning, erev Pesach, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, till katzois is a minik. That's Malkam Shanoagu. After katzois, the Mishnah sounds like it's Aser. So what do you have to tell me that for? Afilo arvi shabbos is arvi yamin tovim nami detanya hoisem alacha b'arvi shabbos and tamin chamayla ein arayasim and bracha la'olam. It says every Arab Shabbos and Arab Yontif, if you do malacha min amin chalamayla ein arayasim and bracha. So Mark gives two terusim. One is Arab Shabbos min amin chalamayla who da aser, but samuch l'min chanat and hacha mechatzais. Now, if it's Mincha Gedoila, so it's a close time, but it's still different. Mincha Ketana is a big time. That means Erev Shabbos you have till 9:30, and Erev Pesach already by Chatzos. That's Teres number one. Inami Hasam Simin Brachu Deloichazi. Over there, it's just you don't see a Simin Bracha. Abul Shamute Loi Mishamtinale, but you don't put him in Cherem. But Hacha Shamute Inami Shamtinale. But over here, you even put the guy in Cherem for doing it. So So the Bialacha brings the Machlekes over here, do the Terutzim argue or not? In other words, the two Terutzim of the Gemara, when the Gemara, even the first Teret says that that over there is Bin Amincha, here is from Chatzais, does it agree to the second Teret or not, that there is that Erev Shabbos is only Ein Arayasim and Bracha, Erev Pesach Shamut, it's not a Gea to us. What's the Nafkamina? It sounds like maybe Ein Araya Simen Bracha means you want to have a Simen Bracha, but it's not really Aser. In other words, you shouldn't be doing it. It's not a good investment for you, but you can't say it's an Iser. Nagel, let's say you want to give him Makas Mardus, or Drabanan, the Mitzvah Drabanan, of stopping early, so you'll be given Mak. No, it's not an Iser. It's just Ein Araya Simen Bracha. So the question is, if the Terutzim are arguing, do we say no? The second Terutz is saying, listen, it's only Ein Araya Simen Bracha, Erev Shabbos, not such a problem. Erev Pesach, that's a big Isser, you'll put him in Cherem. And the first Terutz to say, no, Bab, it's Aser. The question is when this man is. So do they argue, do they agree? There's B'Alacha brings a big Machlaikas Rishayim about this. Rishayim about this, and that's why he's saying look into the Bir Halacha just to see what the Gedarim of this is. But either way, no matter what, it's not a recommended thing to do. So let's see Sifkatan Bay Simen Bracha me oisa melacha she'afshi arviach b'makam ze yafsi b'makam acher. Meaning to say, he says, what do you mean? I won't see a Simen Bracha. I saw a Simen Bracha. I did a malacha and I made money on it and finished. You're right. But in the bigger picture, somewhere down the line, you're going to lose the same amount of money. And Mamela, it's going to cancel it out, so you won't see a Simen Bracha. So, assuming that the Terutzim don't argue, it's not just that it's Aser. Chazal is telling you that you're not going to see a Simen Bracha. Okay, mincha. Some say mincha gedayla haynu b'sheishu mechza. That's 6.5 hours. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours. V'asoy mechala mekilim loy hifsid. So I don't know if he meant to have the pun here, the play on words. You know that he's saying the one who's soymech on the mekilim, he won't lose out. I mean, won't lose out. I mean, he won't have the ein arayasim and bracha. But he say, I'm all you say, asoymech on the mekilim loy hifsid. Over here, could be it's a deeper meaning that he won't be in the ein arayasim and bracha people. Zmania is these hours are Zmania, so it depends on the time of year, how long the hours are. Now, v'cholze ba'oisa meleches atzmai. This is talking about you doing your own malacha. Your own malacha. You're a gardener. This is what you do. So you're cutting lawns and you're planting things. So comes mincha ketana, you shouldn't be doing that. And if you do it, it's also in a resim and bracha. Abo poyel ha'nisker etza balavayis. And this is why it's interesting halacha, because it's not a blanket Isser. Erev Pesach is a blanket Isser. Everybody's Aser, except for a few Omnias that are Mutter. But it's a blanket Isser. Here, it's not the Isser in the Zman. A person who is his own Balabas, Chazal are telling you, listen, this is when you should stop doing your Malacha, and if you don't, Ein Arayah Simen Bracha. But if you're a worker on Nisker Eitzel Balabas Bistam, meaning that you didn't make up, you're leaving early on Fridays. Isa b'chayish mishpach simin shan lamed aleph. Dizmanai hu samach l'shgiyas hachama. So when is the Balabais mechuyev to let you go home early for Shabbos? right before Shkia. He only has to give you the amount of time that takes you to get home, fill up a thing of water to heat it up, and fry a dog katan, which takes very quick to fry. So he doesn't have to let you leave so early. So Mimela, I am doing the gardening for the guy. I'm the payel. I'm working in his thing. That's it. So a payel, the chdine chay shemishbat, you're mechshuvit him to the day. He's not mechliv to let you go early. He's mechliv to let you go early enough that you have time to have epis for Shabbos. Im loy b'makam sheish mina kavua lifsa mikaydem, unless there is a mina kavua on that place, that everybody lets the payelim have to go early, so then it's automatic that when you hire the guy, this was the deal. So there's a lot of read about this. So he looks in the Magen Avraham. There's a long Sharetzion over here. It also goes in to the Magen Avraham and other nekudas in this halacha. Okay. Derech harai, so now, but it says if you do it derech harai, lefisha, hainu afilu bischar. That means you're doing a derech harai, even if you're being paid, it's okay. And we're going to see in the next sif that not every case do we let you be paid Erev Shabbos for your malacha, even if it's taka mutter. So now, before we, if you look at the bir halacha, if you look at the Bir Halacha, that he says, in the Bir Halacha, V'yesh Mefarshim Mincha Ketana, which is the first wide line here in the Bir Halacha. So he says, Ayim Imogen Avram Shemaskim L'dei Azu, that the Iker is Mincha Ketana. U'mikomokim Mashmine, de Pele Soda, Tzrichim Lishbois V'mincha Gedayla. Even though he holds that the Iker Adin is Mincha Ketana, but people who work in the fields, they have to stop Mincha Gedayla. And this is the Magen Avram that the Bishop Ruhr said, Ayin Magen Avram, and that the Sharetzion handles. Umivar beze mashakos of Aramim the Tkiya Rishoina shemiramis al hapoelim sheyafsiku milachtam tzarech lios b'mincha. So, okay, that's negiah to the Tkiyas. We'll learn that in Reish Nunvav. Now, what I want to get to. B'hinei b'zmaneinu lo noagu kacha. So Mishnah Berurah says, b'zmaneinu, they're not noyig that the Pele saw that come home earlier. V'epsher dahatam haloyu kedei shiyavoyu le'ir v'yachinu tzarchei Shabbos. Why is it that if you work out in the fields, you have to remember, the fields were outside the city. Now, as you left the city, you went outside the city. So Pele saw that it wasn't only about doing the malacha, it was about getting home in time for Shabbos. So Memela, they let them out earlier. They had to leave them out earlier. Uvizmanenu kalechad me'apoyle manshe beise mechinim tzarchei Shabbos. We've had this far a few times already, that you have your household members helping you prepare for Shabbos, so it alleviates the individual of his achrayas. Uchein shemotzinu le'inyam ha'shamr chazal meis be'ir. It's interesting to... Interesting tzustel that he makes over here. You would think he would go back to one of the Hilcha Shabbos halachas, like, if you were traveling Erev Shabbos, but if you know that they're preparing for you at home, you could travel after the Zman, after whatever the Zman was that we said, or any of these other cases, Erev Shabbos, you know, you have to get involved, but if they have someone taking care for you, so you just have to do a little bit. But the Mishnah Berurah brings interesting. He says, Meis be'ir, kol b'ne'ir asur b'malacha. There's halacha. The olden days, you had a mace in the city, so everybody has usher to do malacha. This is a malacha. Why? Because everyone has to go take care of the mace. Shekoswa paiskim shukadei shishtadu lachin kalin yonim. Why they make it iser malacha? The paiskim say, because if not, no one's going to take care of this mace. So if we make iser malacha, everyone's going to make sure it gets done. Valkein v'malkim sheish bir chabur is miuchadis tzarchei mace. But if you're in a city that has a chaver kadisha, they have groups that take care of it. Shum mutar makol. That's why today, in most places, if there's a mace beer, you don't. There's no iser malacha. There are places that they make when there's a levaya, you know, of something. They make a bitul malacha. Alts kavod hamace, but that's not alts this halacha. This halacha was halacha mace beer. Everybody has to be mishtadlo. But if you have groups, so then finish. It's taken care of. It's not a personal achrayas. So the same thing is saying it's sushtaling over here also. So the halacha that you have to leave the sada early was in order to get home, to make sure you have time to prepare for Shabbos. But today, they're not so makbid on that because everybody has their wife and their family taking care of them. And Mela, it alleviates them of this halacha. It's very interesting, Tushta. Umi kalmakayim kal yiri shamayim yira lipsayk mimalakta shabasada al kalpanim is my mincha ketana. You don't want to go back to mincha gedayla like the Magen Avraham wanted, but at least mincha ketana yiri shamayim, even if you have people to prepare, that for you, you know, that's part of coming home early. Interesting thing also. Rabbi Machmirim, he's like not saying mechatesi, that why that should be, why you should have to do that. But Rabbi Machmirim, afmi malachta shebabayis, that they're machmir already earlier to not do any types of malachas, even in his house. Could be means from I don't know if he means from Mincha Ketana, or he means either from Mincha Gedayla. It's not really clear what the Chofetz Chaim is saying here, but he's saying everybody, Ayar Shamayim, from the field for sure, should make sure he gets home one time, and even Mavayis Rabbi Mar Machmir. Okay, so now what's Keva and what's Arai? That's Lechaira, what you have to define here. So the Pashas one would say, The Pashas is, a keva means something that's a constant halach. In other words, if my job is that I'm a gardener, and what I do is I cut the grass, and I'm planting things like that. So memela, that's my job. That's my kviyas dika thing. So memela, Erev Shabbos, once it comes to mincha, whatever the mincha is, I have to stop doing that. That's because that's, I do b'derech keva. If it's derech arai, which means it's not my business, but perhaps in my house, all of a sudden, I happen to notice that the lawn needs to be mowed. So, okay, so it's not a kviyas dika thing. I don't do it every week. I don't do it every day. It happened to be, it came out on that Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, that I noticed it. So it's derech arai lefisha v'loy kava aleha. Again, all these different lashinas. L'chaira, that could be that is the aside. I did see that in the dirshu they bring from Reb Nissen Karelitz, he says that anything that you make a kvius to do, meaning like you set a time and you put your mind to it, so to speak, so that's usher. So memela, if it happens to be this Erev Shabbos, you notice your lawn needs to be cut, so when you go and cut your lawn, so that's a job you're doing right now, setting aside time for it, paying attention to it. It's a job. You don't do it haphazardly while you're middle making the challenge. You also happen to do some halacha. Doesn't work like that. Anything you say, so Mele even says legabe sowing as well. If you sit down to sow something, okay, maybe not lekavod Shabbos, that's the next halacha, but anything, it's not totally in if there's, this is a set thing you do all the time, every day, things like that. He said that it's really like tully in if you sit down to do it, so to speak, and have a kvius and pay attention and put your all in, or it's happened something you're doing derech harai while you're doing other things, you're also doing the malacha. That's how he is magderit. So it's very chamerdik then it's much more expansive and inclusive if that is the hagdara. But that's how they bring from it. Okay, let's see. Sifbeis. L'sakim begadav v'kelev l'tzayrich Shabbos mutter kol hayom. So now, l'tzayrich Shabbos, fix begadim or kelim, is mutter kol hayom. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bi'al Halacha says, even if it's not just fixing, even if your mom is creating a brand new baguette, making a whole brand new baguette, which you could say is a much more of a malacha, it's a malacha gemura, and for example, Erev Pesach, you could fix begadim l'kavod yontif, but you can't make a new beged. That's a brand new malacha. But for this, it's mutter, even though it says l'sake. Says the Ramah, who had in bigdei chaveri imhu l'tzarech Shabbos. You can even fix your friend's begadim. The ena natal of schar, but you can't take schar for it. You can't take payment for it, because that already makes it more not so much l'tzarech Shabbos, and more chaldik, malachadik, and it's awesome. V'hu adin, says the Mechaber again, l'misha koysev svarim la'atzmai derech limudai. If you're writing svarim for yourself, derech limudai, so again, that's not something that's a tzarech mitzvah, and memela, you're allowed to do that even though it's a malacha. Aval aser lichtoiv l'chaberi b'schar. But it says, you're not allowed to, says the Ramah, but to write for your friend, b'schar, so if you're a cipher and you're writing tefillin for somebody, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah in a moment, and it's not something that's going to need mamash at this moment, so that's us. Umistaprim kalayim, you could take a haircut the whole day. Afilu misapri Yisrael, even from a Jewish barber. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah up there. Sivkatan hay. Ve'enei naitel, so this is fixing your friend's begadim. Vimhu ani shein l'mayoichal, if he's an ani, he doesn't have what to eat, so then shari could come on, save seven tough kufman beis, linyan chalamayid, then even chalamayid, an ani who needs food for Shabbos or for Yontif, he's allowed to work and make money. Vuadin kalam alachas hamutaris v'erev Pesach, v'chalamayid mutaris v'erev Shabbos. So zelan these malachas, go look in what it says v'erev Pesach, well, go look what it says chalamayid, and anything that's mutar on those days is mutar on Erev Shabbos as well. Vafilu yesh lo lechem, and even if he only has bread. So you say, what's called an ani here? We're saying, the Mishnah Berurah said, ani she'ein le'mayoichal, he could even take payment, let's say, to sew begadim, to fix, to be to tailor someone's pants. So you say, well, if he has bread, l'char, he has food, he shouldn't be able to, no. Raku tzarech l'tzarech Shabbos l'angoy b'vosr v'dogim u'mashkin toivim, then gam ken yesh lo'emer d'shari, that's also part of, that's all called tzarech Shabbos. But if not, yeshli zor b'zav ma'oid, ki mashma mikama paiskim, demuvad she'ein roya simen brocha, yesh chashash iser b'zav. Besides, now's the first time the Mishnah Berurah is bringing this in. And I said before, in the Be'er Halacha, he handles it. But till now, he just told, he was very powerful about it. Ein roya simen brocha. Says, b'lamaisa, you should be very careful, because could be there's an iser as well. And mimela, over here, in the case where it's mutter, this is why he said it over here. So before he was telling you it's aser, don't do it, and finished. Right, if it's aser, it's ein roya simen bracha, what's the difference? If you're not doing it, you're okay. But over here is a case where it's a heter. So he's saying, but you got to be careful that you are a person who it's mutter for you to do it. Because if you're not that person, not only are you not roya simen bracha, you might have an iser as well. That's why he's saying it over here, because over here it's more negeya. Before he told you don't do it. If I told you don't do it, you'll say, oh, it's okay, I don't care so much not to be roya simen bracha. I'm a shaita, right? Like, well, what's the point then, right? So, aser ain't a roya simen bracha. It's not negeya lemaisa so much. Again, maybe like I said, bezdin and makas mardus, but that's not so negeya. Over here is where a person will say, okay, you know, maybe, you know, I don't have to be so makbid. What's the worst that'll happen? I won't be roya simen bracha. That's the worst that'll happen? Okay, but I'll have more food for Shabbos or whatever. He'll make excuses. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be careful. Lichtev l'chaber b'schar sivkotem vav. L'chein yizar gamkein. Oh, I just want to add one more thing. In the Shartzion Vav, he says another interesting thing. Let's say you already have enough food for Shabbos. Rak, but you have a worker that you need to pay, and he needs food for Shabbos. So you need to make money to pay your worker, so he should have food for Shabbos, gam kein shari. That's also mutter. Now, this is not only just about you. I saw somewhere it says also, like if you borrowed money and you want to pay it back for the person who should have Shabbos, it's Tzarchei Shabbos, so again, this is why it gets a little bit more gray areas here, and that's why he says you have to be very careful to make sure you're the mutter person. Okay, Vav, lichtoiv l'chaveroi b'schar, l'chein yizor gam kein ha-koisiv stam, shelo yichtoiv b'schar. Someone who writes, is a cipher, he shouldn't write for payment, im loishu tzarech ata l'mezuzah, unless the mezuzah is needed right now, oy sefer Torah, oy tefillin, oy shu dachuk l'tzarechei Shabbos, u'chanal, so then you have a heter. But if not, so even though it's a tzarech mitzvah, these things, however, to do a b'schar is aser. Now, misaper Yisrael, hainu afilu imasaper noitel schar. So here, you could take a haircut from the Jewish barber, even if he takes schar. Even if he takes schar. Vahatam, denir lekol sha'isa misaper letzarech Shabbos. Because he's asking over here, l'chaira, before when it came to tailoring my friend's pants, it says over there, I can't take schar. And even if it's, and it's over there, it's also a Tzarech Shabbos. It says, if it's a Tzarech Shabbos, but I can't take schar. So how come the barber's allowed to take money? L'chaira, okay, it's Tzarech Shabbos, he's allowed to do it, but we said before not. So Teretz is the difference. The guy who's taking a haircut, everybody sees, it's Nicker, what are you taking a haircut for? It's Tzarech Shabbos, it's the Tzarech Shabbos, it's clear, so he's allowed to take money, the barber giving the haircut. Mashegi fixing the guy's pants, for him it's Taka Tzarech Shabbos. You know that, he knows that, but anyone else see the tailor shop open, they don't know for sure that those pants are the Tzarech Shabbos. So Memela, there it's more Chamer, you could do it, but not Bishar. ולכן שרי, ולא דמי לתיקם בגדם שעושם נטיל שכר, תעושם אין ניקר בפעולה של לצרך שבס. The פעולה is not ניקר. Yeah, later on he's going to put on his pants and they're going to fit. There's a צרך שבס, but the pool itself is not. מה שאין כן בזה, והכן יש לי זור מלגלח לעין יהודי. So therefore now, a Jewish barber should not give a haircut to a guy, because then already you don't have any disadvantage. Kasav Amagan Avram, Sha'arizal Hayanizer Shleil Galeach Achar Mincha Filu Berav Shabbos. The Arizal will not take a haircut after Mincha even on Erev Shabbos. Ubiaru Kabanasoi, the Masha Kasav Achar Mincha Hainu Achar Shegia Zman Mincha. This is a din because once the Zman of Mincha came, he wouldn't take a haircut. Avalei Mayrish Espalo Mincha. It's not talking about he davened Mincha. The Hainu Dekamer Afilu Berav Shabbos. Why did it say Afilu Berav Shabbos? The right to Leimer. On a regular day, we know that's all the Gemara's and Shabbos over there at the end of the first parak. Regular day, come Samach LeMincha. You're not allowed to do a lot of things that might take a long time and you'll miss Mincha. So, on the weekday that he didn't take a haircut if he didn't have Mincha, El Afilu Litzarech Shabbos, Shehu Mitzvah, Gam Kein Loi Haya Megaleach Achar Shehigia Zman Mincha, Veloi Hispala. The Olam Shein Nizhar and Bazeh, so why isn't the Olam Nizhar in this? The Rizal was Nizhar. Why? Afilu Achar Shehizmiya Gman Mincha Ketana. Now we already had before, there's a difference between Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedayla. Yesh Loimar, the Kev and Shekar in the Beis HaKnesses, Lechashin and Shehavadei Zman HaTvila. And that's when you get to the, when you have a set Zman to go to Shul, sometimes it's the clapper who comes clapping on the door that we're Saimachan, that we had this before also, that we're Saimachan, by Sudas and things like that, that they'll call, the Shamash will call everyone. And over here also, that's what it means, Karen Levei Sakneses, they're going to call him to come, he has a set time that he davens, so Memela, we're not so Chayshish that he's going to be over Al Yidei Zeh, Zman HaTzvila. So the Arizal here, the Yisayid Arizal was, he was a regular Isser of doing malachas samach lemincha. Just you might think Erev Shabbos is different because it's a mitzvah, and that Arizal said no, even though it's a mitzvah, still you have to be nizer once his man mincha comes, and memela you shouldn't take the haircut. Mashen kim zman hazeh, since everyone gets a call anyways, or everyone has a set place that they daven, etc. Memela the olam is not so nizer, and Bez Hashem will continue next time.